my Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, 5,000 years ago. Not 5,000 years ago, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that before it was explained to Arjuna, it was formally explained to the Sun God. Imam Vivatsati Yugam Pratvanahavayam Vivashan Manave Praho Manu Ikhatave Pravi. Lord Krishna says that before explaining the yoga system, bhakti yoga system for Arjuna, it was explained to the Sun God, Vivasyam. And Sun God explained the same system to his son, Manu. And Manu explained the same system to his son, Hikaru. Evam parampara praptam, imam rajasayu vidu. Krishna said that this system of knowledge is coming down by disciplic succession. Sakalina yugana saparanta. My dear Arjuna, although it was coming down by disciplic succession from spiritual master to the disciple, or from the father to the son, but in course of time, it is now lost. Therefore, I am speaking the same yoga system to you, Bhaktoshi Priyoshime, because you are my devotee. So, if we want to understand, if we want to know God, we have to become His devotees. Devotee means servant, not paid servant, but servant by affection. Just like these boys, European boys, American boys, and some of the Philippine boys, they are trying to serve me, but they are not paid servants. They are servants by affection. Just like father and mother become the servants of the son. The son, the small child, is passing school, and the mother cleans him. That does not mean the mother has become feeble. The mother is mother, but out of affection, she is giving service. Similarly, when we give service to the Lord, in affection, in love, then God reveals. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Namhavi Graiham Hindri. God's name, God's form, God's quality, God's pastime, activities are not understandable by our these blunt material senses. We cannot see God with these eyes. God is present everywhere. God is present within your heart. God is present within the universe. God is present within the atom. అన్నాంతరస్థం పరమానుచయాంతరస్థం. అన్న మీన్స్ ది సిల్వర్. గాడ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది సిల్వర్. Just like in your body, you are present, as I am going to explain, Dehina Swin Jathati, Aswin Dehi, within this body, there is the provider of the body, the soul. Similarly, this gigantic body of universe, cosmic manifestation, there is the super soul. Therefore it is one. Just like in your body or in my body, because the soul is there, therefore it is active, it is moving. Similarly, this gigantic universal body, there is God, super soul. Two kinds of soul. One super soul and one individual soul. We are living entities. We are individuals. And God is super soul. What is the difference between super soul and individual soul? One is very small, tiny, and the other is very big. God is great. Anoraniyana mahato mahinyana. God is greater than the greatest. You can conceive in your idea the greatness of something, but God is still greater. And you can conceive the smallest, just like the atom. If God is smaller than the atom, that is God. Not that He is only the great, but He is the smallest of. Hano Mahiyan, Mahato Mahiyan. Mahato Mahiyan means greater than the greatest. And anoraniya, and smaller than the smallest. We cannot imagine the dimension of the atom, or we can imagine. But still God is smaller than us. This is the position of God. So here God is small, as the atom has got small. Similarly, within the atom, God has got form. And as this whole universe has got form, then God has also got form. When there is a statement in the Vedic language that God has no form, it does not mean God has no form, but He has form which He cannot imagine. That is called formless. Actually God is not formless. But what is that form? You cannot imagine. Because it's greater than the greatest and it's smaller than the smallest. So you can imagine the great, this universe, the sky, millions and millions of miles spread. The scientist says that to go to the topmost planet of this universe, it will take 40,000 of years in the light year speed. But you can see there are so many planets. Just like you are trying to go to the moon planet, similarly there are other planets, but you cannot go. It is so big, beyond your reach. This is one universe. But there are innumerable universes. As you see, that within this planet, There are, within this universe, there are numberless planets. You cannot count it. So, similarly, there are innumerable universes. And all these universes together is within God. So, the conception of God cannot be attained by our mental speculation. It is not possible. If you speculate what is God, you cannot understand. Therefore, the Vedic language says that Athapiti Deva Padam Bhujadvayam Prasada Lekhanu Grihita Vibhahi Janati Tattam Nashana Yehohi Chiram Vichinnam. It is said, my dear Lord, one who is your devotee, Athapi Te Deva Padam Bhujadvayam Prasada Lekhanu Grihita Vibhahi. One who is your devotee, one who has got your mercy by worshipping your lotus feet, he can understand. Others, they may go on speculating for many millions of years, still it is not possible to know God. And the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, that because you are my devotee, therefore I am revealing unto you my nature. Therefore the conclusion is that you have to become devotee. Then you can understand what is God. In the Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said, Bhaktyamāma vijānāti jāvāna jatnāmi tattapa. One can understand me by devotion, bhaktyā. Bhaktyamāma vijānāti jāvāna jatnāmi tattapa means in truth. He can imagine something of God, but that is not true. Just like, for example, somebody very big, very rich. So you can imagine this man, he is so big merchant, he has got so much money. Imagination by discussing among your friends. But that is not perfect knowledge. But somehow or other, if you make friendship with that big man, and if he tells you that my position is like this, then you can understand the reason. You cannot speculate. By speculating, you cannot understand God. That is not possible. He is so great, our speculating power is very poor. In Sanskrit, there is a logical conclusion. Dr. God, a God within the West, you know, well, a 3 feet circumference, and there is a frog. Another frog friend comes and informs the frog in the well, my dear friend, today I have seen a very rich span of water, Pacific Ocean. So, the frog in the well, he considers that Pacific Ocean may be 4 feet. My water is 3 feet. The Pacific Ocean may be 4 feet. So, he replies to his friend, is that Pacific Ocean 4 feet? No, no, it is very big. All right, 5 feet. No, no, it is very big. All right, 6 feet. So in this way he speculates about war. One quick more. God may be little stronger than me, or richer than me, little. Or more rich, more rich. In this way you cannot speculate. Why do we know the fraud about the fact we possess? Similarly, all our philosophical speculation about God is the speculation of the fraud within the world. Because our brain cannot accommodate what is greatness. So, in that way, we cannot understand what is God. The process to the atom. The process is of peace, devotion. As it is advised in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Antaritajamani Tam Saranam. Now, the present civilization, mistake of the present civilization, is that they are accepting this body, everything. After this body is finished, big philosophers, big professors have talked with. I was talking with one professor, Mr. Potovsky in Moscow. He is in charge of a big department. He said, Kaneji, after finishing this body, everything is finished. There is nothing more. Just see. And he is a great professor. He has no knowledge that after finishing this body, there is another body. We are going to accept another body. Not that after death, everything is finished. This conception is going on very strong. But this is a great mistake. That is being explained here by Krishna. Dehi nasin jatha dehi ko maana jovana jara tatha dehantram prati. This is the first stage to understand God. What is the nature of God? This is the first thing. That I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God. If I carry myself a sample of God, a little sample of God, then you can understand. Just like you get a drop of Pacific Ocean water and you chemically analyze the constituents of that drop of water, then you can understand what is the constituent ingredients in the Pacific Ocean. You can understand. The difference is, as I have already explained, God and we, individual soul, are of the same quality. The quality is not different. Just like we have got creative power, God has got also creative power. But by your creative power, you can manufacture a big airplane or a Sputnik to fly in the sky. But God's creative power, millions and billions of planets are floating in the sky. Just like the sun, you can see every day the sun is there in the sky and it is lying in one corner of the star. But this one planet, it says, is 400,000 bigger than this planet. This planet is only a teeny, a small planet in consideration of other planets. So we cannot know even what are there in this planet. So many things are unknown. So all these planets are floating. That's a fact. So that is the difference between God and me. I can create a small aeroplane and I can take the credit that Our science is so much advanced that we don't care for God. No, he cannot do that. He cannot manufacture a planet that is not in your power. Similarly, there are so many things. You have creative power, God has got creative power, but your creation and God's creation is vast. So, this is the understanding of God. The God is great. How great? Nobody is equal to him. Nobody is above. Everyone is down. This is the conception of God. So, God is eternal. I am also eternal. God is within this universe. Therefore, the universe is working, and because I am within this universe, this body is working. It is very easy to understand. If you simply study, just as we, individual souls, we want to enjoy our senses. Similarly, God has also senses. He also wants to enjoy. Just like here, we see a young boy, a young girl, is united. Similarly, you have seen our picture, Krishna, Radha and Krishna. They are also united. There is also love. But that love is real. Here, the same thing, a reflection, a shadow, it is not real. The real love is there. There is no separation of that love here in this material world. Because it is shadow, it is false, therefore there is separation. Love without separation is in God. Relationship between friend and friend, here, it is breakable. As soon as there is some dissatisfaction, the friends separate. But if you make friendship with God, that is never separate. If you love Krishna, that is never separate. If you accept Krishna as your son, that son will never die. So these are the conception of God. Actually, this is exhibited when Krishna came. Krishna comes here, God, in his original form, in one day of Brahma. These are very long, long narrations. So first of all, try to understand yourself. What is your nature? Then you will understand God automatically. Or if you are so enhanced that you can understand God, then you can understand your nature. Just like God is gold mine and I am a gold ring. So the chemical composition of the gold ring and the chemical composition of the gold mine, the same. This is the position. Qualitatively, we are one. Quantitatively, we are different. Quantity, God's quantity, God's power, God's opulence, God's riches, God's beauty, God's wisdom, they are very, 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 very great than ours. That is the difference between God and us. Now, try to understand your constitutional position. Don't think that after this body is finished, or we meet there, then everything is finished as it is going on. The greatest mistake, the world is going on the mistaken platform. They do not know what is going to happen after death. There is no education There is no department of knowledge in the university what is going to happen after death. We are simply taking account of this body which exists based on 20 years or 50 years or abnormal condition. And they have no knowledge what is after this body. Therefore, Sastra says that Jashyatu Bhuti Kulabhisiddhatuke Salim Kalatra Vishubhoma Ishaji Jatitha Bhuti Salilena Tarhiti Janetu Avihi Sushayevam Bhutma. When one person thinks that this body is am this body, that can be true so. If I ask you, what are you, what you are, you give all description of your body, I give all description of mine. I am Mr. Khatansar, I am born of Khatansar's father, my national country is Khatansar, but these are all designation of this body. I do not know what I am. Therefore I give only the designation. Therefore my intelligence is bodily concept of God and this God. So Shastra says that if one is in bodily concept of God, then he is no better than the enemy. Because the God does not know that beyond this body the God is there. He is the living entity, he is the soul, he is Brahma, part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. These things dog does not know. Or a cow does not know, or an ass does not know, or the animal does not know. Similarly, if we do not know beyond this body, then we are no better than animal. Saiva Gopal. So if you analyze the whole population, you will find that we are simply a crowd or assembly of so many animals, that's all. This is fact, because we do not know beyond this body. So you cannot expect any peace and prosperity in the animal society. That is not possible. The animals, by nature, they cannot live in peace. They are always fighting. Just like children, although they live together, but they will fight. They will fight. So, the world is trying to have peace and prosperity, but they want to keep themselves as animals, so therefore, the conclusion is that there cannot be any peace and prosperity in these status of social constitution. You have to become real human beings. That is what. And what is the human being? That is explained in the Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra, you have heard the name, if you have not studied. That is the greatest philosophical presentation of Indian culture. Vedanta. Vedanta means, Veda means knowledge. Anta means end. Just like we have accumulating knowledge from university education, but everything remains imperfect. The scientists, they give some theory, but that is imperfect. Every scientist comes, improves upon it. Everything. That means this knowledge has no end. It is going on, going on. But the knowledge which comes to the point that here is the extreme knowledge that is called Vedanta. So the Vedanta means, in the, those who have read Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra, the first sutra of both is Athāta brahma-vidyāsā. Athā, now, day, dying, not inquiring about the absolute truth. Athāva brahma jijñāsā. That means the human life. This human, Vedanta Sutra, this philosophy is meant for the human being, not for cats and dogs. They cannot understand. Therefore, it is said, Atha, now, it is the opportunity for inquiring about the absolute truth. This human form of life. What is that absolute truth? Everyone is under the concept of this body, but that is not absolute truth. It is relative truth. But if you inquire about the absolute truth, then it is possible, because you are human being, you can understand what is that absolute truth. It is possible. Because this body is so advanced, our consciousness is so advanced, that there is possibility. But if we misuse this possibility, if we don't inquire about the absolute truth, simply we fight with one another for eating, sleeping, sex life and defending, then we are no better than animals. The animals eat, sleep, have their sex life and they defend in their own way. So, if we improve the method of eating, sleeping and sexual intercourse and defending, then we don't go beyond the animal potency. We have got higher intelligence, higher consciousness, not to improve the method of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, but to understand the absolute truth. Therefore, without understanding the absolute truth, we are simply spoiling our opportunity of this human life. The Krishna consciousness movement is attempting to educate people how to enjoy this human form of life properly. It will not stay. It will also die. Just like cat dies, the dog dies. He also dies. But there is difference of this death. We can die knowing the absolute truth, the cats and dogs die without that is difference. In the Garga Upanishad, it is said, Eva vidityada prayati sa brahmana, Eva avidityada prayati sa pripana, Eva, this absolute knowledge, without knowing the absolute truth, if somebody dies, everyone will die. You cannot say, you may be very much advanced in scientific knowledge, but you cannot stop there. That is not possible. Neither you can stop old age, neither you can stop birth. Janma mrityu jara pyati dukkha doshanu darshanam. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that you may be very much advanced. You have mitigated all your sufferings, all the problems of life. But these problems of life, janma, mrityu, jara, death, birth, death, old age and disease, that you cannot avoid. That is not possible. So, but everyone has got the tendency to avoid birth, death, old age and disease. Why? Because the spirit soul, I am, in reality, I am not subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. Because I have accepted this material body, therefore, apparently I am subject to birth, death and old age. Otherwise, I am eternal. Just like God is eternal, similarly I am also eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. This living entity, the soul, after the annihilation of this body, he does not die. So, these are the subject matter of knowledge in the human form of life. So even avidya, without knowing this fact, if somebody dies, like that for God, he is a cripple. Cripple means minor. And one who dies with the knowledge of the dharma jnana, self-realization, he is called Brahma. Brahma means Brahma Janati Siddhi Brahma. One who knows Brahma, the absolute truth, is called Brahma. Therefore, our business is to become a Brahmana. Don't think that Brahmanas are produced only in India. No. Brahmana can be produced any part of the world. Simply by knowing Brahma, he can become Brahma. Every one of you can become Brahma. If you understand what is Brahma. Because Brahmana means one who knows the Brahma. Janmana jayate shudra. By birth, everyone is a shudra. Illiterate, without any knowledge. He is called shudra. Worker class. Illiterate maybe, but without any sufficient knowledge. He is called shudra. So everyone is born shudra. By the father and mother, when one is born, he is to be accepted as a shudra, uncultured. Janmana jayate shudra, samskarat bhavishyo. By education, by information, he becomes a bija. Bija means twice born. Just like the bird. Bird is called also bija. Because his bird is once born within the egg. And then fermentation of the egg becomes out from the egg. Similarly, a person born by the father and mother is a shudra. But when he is given education, up to the understanding of knowing the absolute truth, he becomes bigger, twice born. Janmana jayate shudra samskara bhavet bigger. Vedo pathar bhavet vitra. And after becoming twice born, you know how you have seen sacred thread. That sacred thread is the emblem that he has approached the spiritual master and his birth has, second birth has been performed. This is the back, a sacred thread, Parasit in Indian Brahmin. A sacred thread means that is the mark that this man has now twice more. The same kind of recognition may come. And one of them is initiation from the spiritual mind. That is called vijaya. Samskara bhavet vijaya. Vedu pathar bhavet vitra. And when he is allowed to study this Vedic literature, without becoming vijaya, one cannot understand this Vedic literature. That's why without becoming a graduate, you are not allowed to enter into law course. Similarly, without becoming a jiva, you are not allowed to study the Veda, because you do not understand. Samskara bhavet jiva, Veda patha bhavet vipra. And when, by studying the Vedic literature, he understands Krishna, then he becomes a Brahma. Vedaishta sattvai ahameva mejyam. Because the purpose of studying Vedas means to understand Krishna or God. When I think of Krishna, I understand God. So, when one understands what is God, what is Brahma, what is Krishna, what is Paramatma, then he is a Brahma. This is the problem. So, Gargo Upanishad says that anyone who dies after becoming a Brahmana, his life is wasted. And anyone who dies without becoming a Brahmana, he dies like a dead and gone. That is the difference. So our business of our consciousness movement is that don't die like cat and dog. Die like a Brahman. That is our thing. Don't think it is any sectarian religion. It is a science. It is a culture. You are trying to educate people how to become Brahman. Just like these European American boys. They are not born of a Brahmin family. According to Vedic understanding, they are born in the family of Mriksha, or Javanam, or Sandhaval, like that. They are defined terms. But Bhagavad says, never mind what he is. Or Bhagavad Gita says, never mind what he is. In the Bhagavad Gita you find the statement by Krishna. Man hi pasa tama krishya ji isu pāpa dūnayo. Anyone, it doesn't matter what he is, even if born in sinful family, it doesn't matter. If he says shelter of me, man hi pasa tama krishya, he is on the parāgati. They all have promoted to the supreme planet, back to home, back to God. Kim puna brahmana punya. There, if they can be promoted, what to speak of persons who are really born in the Brahmin family. So it is a great opportunity to make your life successful. Don't spoil your life like cat and dog. Just become a Brahmin. We don't expect that everyone will become Brahmin. But if a little percentage of person becomes Brahmin, the whole problems of the world will be solved. Just like Brahmin is considered to be the brain. A man may be very healthy body, but if the brain is cracked, his body will not help. Everything is fine. So at the present moment, there is no brain. There is no Brahman. Neither there is Kshatriya. Simply Shudras and Vaishya. Mostly Shudras. So, as in your body, there are divisions. The brain division, the arm division, the belly division, and the leg division. Similarly, the human society must be divided like the scientific division. A section of people must be very intelligent class of men, Brahmin. A section of people may be very strong Kshatriyas, politicians, fighters. A section of people must be producers, these Vaishyas. And a section of people must be Shudras or the leg, just sometimes with your body. The full body means the head, the arm, the belly, and the leg. If you say that there is no need of head, is that very body with sound? It is dead body. It is dead body. So, our propaganda is that we want to make a section of people Brahman. Brahmana means one who knows Brahma. That is the Krishna consciousness moment. And we are all Brahmas. You, me, everyone. Because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. This is the philosophy. That I am not this matter. I am Brahma. This knowledge is this knowledge, this Brahmagyan knowledge, is being imparted in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. That Dehilasmin Jathadehi Kaumal Jovananjara Tathadehantanam Prati Dehilasrattanamunyati. Dehina, the provider of the body, is Brahma, the spirit soul. Try to understand. Don't be foolish. To accept this body as a law. This is God's caste philosophy. This is not Brahman philosophy. The Brahman philosophy is that I am not this body, I am to the soul, Aham Brahman. So it is very nice movement, Krishna consciousness, to understand yourself, first of all. Then you understand what is God. And as soon as you know God, then you become a fit candidate to go back to home, back to God. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me vidyam jo janati tattvato. Anyone who knows me, God says, anyone who knows God in truth, then what is the reason? The Brahman. The tattva deham punarjanma naiti. After giving up this body, he does not enter another material. Then what happens to him? Tattva deham punarjanma naiti maheti. He comes back to me. So try to understand Krishna. Your life will be successful. Your life will be successful. You are giving a great contribution to the human society to understand God and Krishna. This is the self-consciousness moment. So you can understand God by becoming a devotee. That is not very difficult task. You can become devotee in two ways. It is not difficult. He can study all this Vedic literature, scientific Vedic literature. You can understand. But another method is open for everyone. Chant Hare Krishna. That's why. If you simply chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you don't study, to merge into the water is superficial. You will be even evaporated. And explaining your understanding. Just like you are a drop of water. You are mixed up with the ocean or the water. But in certain season, you will be evaporated again. You will become cloud. And again fall down in the surface. And again you go to the ocean. So this business will go.
Yes,
but if you become a fish within the water, you will never give up.
That's exactly my question is.
Yes.
That I want to go out of the Avatar Chakra.
So then you become a fish within the water. Then you will never come out. And if you remain superficially on the water, it will evaporate.
So there is no remedy.
There is no remedy. You can become a devotee of God, then you will not be able. And if you superficially merge into God, then you will be able. Bhutta, bhutta, prajiyate. You want mixed up, again you will be evaporated, again you will be mixed up, again you will be. If you want to stop this, then you become a devotee. Surrender that it is a small fish within the ocean. Because it has surrendered, it is not evaporated. It is never evaporated. Although it is very small thing. So you become a devotee, don't try to march, serve, then you have never evaporated.
How can I be devotee if I don't?
That is Krishna speaking. Sarva dhammam prasita samam tanka. That's your answer. You have to learn Bhagavad Gita nice. That's all.
Your Honor, sir, what is the duty of the perfect master?
To please the rascals. The students are all rascals, and the teacher's duty is to educate him properly. That is.
Is that the perfect master, when come to the earth, prophet, he showed to the God.
You are asking what is the duty of the master and teacher.
Yes.
The teacher's duty is to make right the rascals. That's all. So, first of all, this is the duty of the teacher. So therefore, a disciple should consider himself that he is a master. And then he goes to a teacher. If he thinks himself that he is quite all right, he does not require a teacher.
But when we are going to the teacher, teacher is showing from the 1, 2, 3, 4, teacher is showing, but not what you call telling to judge you. Teacher is telling, teacher is showing us. So the perfect master, when the Lord...
But how do you know the perfect master? If you are
showing... When the Lord Krishna was on the earth.
First of all, you answer. That if you are a student, how you can know who is perfect teacher? So you do not know what is your position. If you are a teacher, if you are a student, then you should go to the teacher submissively, not that strong attitude.
If I am the student, excuse me, Your Honor, sir. If I am the student, I am going to the class. And I want to know that he is the principal teacher or not.
So how you gonna know principal teacher or not? He's very stupid.
Just when he is giving us lessons from there, I will understand that he is teacher. And he will show us that this is A, this is B, this is C.
Yes.
And we have the books is near to us. And I do not know that this is A or this is B or this is C.
Yes.
And our book is near. But the perfect teacher or the master is showing us.
Yes.
This is A, this is B, this is C.
Yes.
And then we know that this is A and this is B and that's C. Any other people, when we devote our hours to went to class in the school, and the book was very near to us, we do not know this is 1, this is 2, this is 3, this is A, this is B, this is C. Books was near to us with our eyes. We can see. But we do not know what is this A and B. And the teacher is the one showing us that this is A and this is B and C.
That's all right. Then what do you want to know? The student goes to learn from the teacher A, B, C, D. The teacher says this is A, but the student has to accept that this is A. The student cannot argue, no, why not this way? That is not the student. When a teacher says that this is A, so you have to accept this is A. You cannot argue. That is the relationship between the student and the teacher. The student cannot argue. The teacher says, this is A. The student has to accept that is A. He cannot argue. If he argues, then he cannot learn. That is the first proposition.
That is correct.
Yes. He must surrender.
But the master is showing A.
Yes, that's all right.
That's why the master, see what we call, when the Guru is coming, we are calling Satguru or the perfect master, he should show to the ocean of the God. God, he should show us.
But first of all, you learn ABCD, right? Without a learning ABCD, how you want to pass any examination? That is not student. The student must initially learn from the teacher, from the ABCD. And if he makes progress, then one day we'll be able to pass the examination. You cannot learn A, what is there in the examination, while studying A, B, C, D. That's not possible. You have to wait. You cannot say immediately, you pass me in it. There is madness. You must learn first of all A, B, C. Gradually. Not all of us have. That's all. Any other question?
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Bain, very... I'd like to ask a very, very important question.
For some time, he was not
in the
Yes.
I guess
we can hear
barely.
We only some part of it. Then you become again happy. God has not made you unhappy. You become disobedient. And you wanted to enjoy life in a certain way. God has given you this chance already. But you are not happy. God does not want you to become happy. Therefore He comes to instruct you again and again. But you do not hear. You neglect the instruction of God. Share your suffering. Becomes your consciousness, becomes disobedient to God, you see. That is our problem, Krishna
consciousness.
God wills everything. Yes. He wills without His will, you cannot do anything. But first will is yours. He wants you to become like that. God has given you a body like that, He is yours. But you are not happy. Any other question? Stand. Yes, please.
Yes.
Come forward.
I understand the Ramakrishna movement is Hare Krishna Raja movement is sending on the practice of chanting the great mantra Hare Krishna. My question is, what is this particular movement that emphasizing self meditation?
It is meditation. When you chant Hare Krishna, your senses are attracted by this vibration. You hear. As soon as you hear, your mind is fixed up. That is meditation. Meditate individually. You will have to try so many things. But when I now chant Hare Krishna, your meditation is immediate. This is the easiest method of meditation in these days.